Have you ever had a situation where you ate something and it just did not agree, or it was absolutely disgusting and you vowed to never, ever go there again? 833-563-2539. Liv, we got into this conversation because you said there's a new thing happening in Japan.
Yes.
It has to do with mayo.
Yes, I can barely even get it out. And Japan is now selling slices of mayonnaise.
How does this even work? Like the consistency, how does it stay together?
I guess they like freeze it or they do something so it all like conjoins and is like a solid, I'm going to throw up. It's like a solid piece and it looks like a Kraft single piece of cheese. So you know how like Kraft singles, when you unwrap them from the plastic, they even have like the creases of where the plastic was and everything like that.
Yeah, but
that's
mayo.
Exactly how it looks, like just a white one, and it's supposed to be mayo. And this makes me so nauseous thinking about. I will never in my life ever go near a slice of mayo. I can barely handle mayo alone.
You know, I like mayo, and I think I'd be willing to try this.
A slice of mayo, a literal slice, like a solid piece of mayo.
Is this the wave of the future? Like, are we going to have slices of ketchup and slices of mustard?
Yeah.
I pray to sweet baby Jesus we don't.
But they don't like, sounds weird, but melt or become liquid onto your sandwich or anything. It's just they stay a solid, consistent slice.
They stay a slice with the taste of mayo. I'm not joking. Like, I am holding back gagging right now.
I'm okay with this. I will eat it. And I will put it on my sandwich. I like this. I hate spreading mayo on my... They tried to come with the easy squeeze mayo.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to squeeze that thing, no?
It gets all messy on the cap. Like, yeah, give me the slice. I'm down.
Okay, so Porkchop, you are very... You'll eat basically anything.
Yeah.
We watch you here in studio basically
anything.
Liz and I
have very sensy digestive systems.
Yes.
Porkchop, other end of the spectrum.
So
like,
there's
got to
be
rocks.
Something, though.
So
there's got to be something.
My stomach is a tank. And like, you're right, Mackenzie.
Yes.
I will eat... Like
it's impressive.
Won't get sick. But seafood, I tend to stay away from. Maybe it's because I don't like the smell. I feel like if I ate seafood, I would get sick.
Okay.
But there was one time I ate at this place called Wawa. I grew up in New Jersey. If you've lived in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, you know what that is.
It's like a convenience store.
Gas station / little deli
store. Do not even tell me you got sushi there.
No.
I don't understand how people are like, I got sick. It's because you got sushi at a gas station.
I got, like, ironically, a deli sandwich with mayo. And I had some, like, microwave mac and cheese, and oh my gosh, my stomach was turning for a week, like bathroom every 15 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
That is why you don't eat stuff like that. The only thing you should be eating from a place like that is literally chips.
Yeah.
Something that is like Doritos.
Exactly.
And like maybe like peanuts or something. That is it.
I did get an ice cream sandwich from there and that was good.
What do you guys go in on that you know you're going to get upset stomach? Like, you know it doesn't agree with you, but it's just like so good you just go for it. 833-563-2539.
I can go in and Taco Bell all day.
And you know you're going to pay for
it. No, I'm not going to. My stomach is a tank.
There's nothing that's going to make your stomach sick.
Nope.
Because I hear you griping in the seat next to me like, oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, I don't feel good. That's got to be from something.
Well, that's because I'm stupid and eat like a huge bunch right before I go to bed.
The digestion.
So, but you, even though you know it's going to make you sick, you still do it?
Yeah.
I love me some Denny's, some American Grand Slam. I'm not going to keep, I can't remember the last time I've been there, but Denny's does not love me.
Aww.
Every time I go, I'm going to pay for it later. But still, I love those hash browns. There's something just so good.
So I can't have gluten. I'm lactose
intolerant.
I know. I'm lactose intolerant and I'm gluten intolerant. And it's bad news. It's bad news when I have it. But something that I will sacrifice my body for to be able to have are Cracker Barrel's biscuits.
Oh,
the
so
biscuits
good.
At Cracker Barrel. I don't know what they put in them. It might be crack. I don't know what it is, but I am obsessed with those. They're so good. And I never, ever go to Cracker Barrel unless I'm taking a road trip with my friends. But when I do, I will allow myself to have at least 2 biscuits. That's sometimes all I will eat from there, but they are just so flaky and fluffy and buttery. They're so good.
I love Cracker Barrel. As a kid, we always drove down to Destin, Florida, and we would stop at every single Cracker Barrel that we could find. It's like every time we needed to eat.
Yeah.
So we would find like different Cracker Barrels, different states. What's that little peg jumping game that they have?
Oh, the little like golf tees.
So good.
Like, there's a Cracker Barrel at every exit in America. So yes. It's something that you can always rely on. You might be in the middle of nowhere, have no idea where you are. You might be lost, but you can always count on there being a Cracker Barrel
at that exit. And I love like when they come up and you check out how many stars they have. Yes. It's so cool. It's so fun.
833-563-2539. Good morning, Josh. What did you say that you eat?
Oh, so I get chow mein from this Chinese restaurant, and it's like this super, super spicy chow mein with shrimp in it. And every time it makes me have to go to the bathroom, but it is just too good to resist.
So you wouldn't do that on a date, per se. Is this like, this is definitely like a solo time. Okay, I love that. Well, there you go. There you have the foods that you probably never should eat again. Woo. Okay, so coming up, you guys. Liv, what's happening? Your friend Alan is encountering some nasty talk amongst the women at his work.
Oh, it is a dirty talk, and he does not know how to handle it.
Okay, he wants to know, should he go to HR, rat them out, throw them under the bus? It's your call. Coming up next on Joe and Mackenzie.